welcome to the Quality of Life podcast. My name is Erin Olson, and I am a businesswoman and mother who has been studying personal growth for over 15 years. I've tried almost all of the habits and hacks out there. My goal is to use my real-life experience to show you which tricks and habits make the biggest changes to your quality of life with the least amount of time and energy on your part. We'll cover everything from habits to hacks, fitness to family, and everything in between. Now, let's dive on into today's topic. Hey guys, welcome back once again to the Quality of Life podcast. Erin Olson here to help you navigate all the ins and outs of starting a business. Last week, we talked about pricing your products and or services. And I really hope you took some of the tips and tricks and put them to work in your business. Did you get a chance to download the pricing calculator spreadsheet? I know that spreadsheet sounds super exciting and all, but this one can really help you make it in business. If you hadn't gotten it yet, go to theerinolson.com/profit and get this free tool right now. I will once again put it in the show notes, so don't worry about writing all this down if you're driving or on the treadmill or something. This week, I want to talk about something that is epically important to your business's longevity and integrity. This week is all about what seems to be the lost art of customer service. Yep. Have you had an experience lately with any company that left a bad taste in your mouth? I know I have. And honestly, those types of experiences seem to be happening more and more frequently. In fact, I would say that customer service in a lot of businesses is more of an afterthought. It's almost like it has become normal to give mediocre service. Especially after COVID tried to shut the world down, some people have forgotten how to interact with others, it seems. Now, let me ask you another question. Have you been pleasantly surprised by an experience with a business lately? Me too. You know, I get my supplements and my protein from First Form, and their customer service is stellar. They always handwrite a thank you note with every order, and sometimes they even include a free little gift. Because of their help on a recent shipping issue I had, I will be a customer forever. It's experiences like this that will keep your business running and growing. So, how do you have excellent customer service as a business owner? Since at the time of recording this, it is the holiday season, and it seems like all of those in customer service departments are getting a little burned out with dealing with unhappy customers. Well, let's go over a few things that will help you to have an excellent customer experience. First and foremost, what is customer service? Well, it is everything that you, your employees, and your company do. Yep, you heard that right. It's not just who or how you answer the phone or make a sale. It's everything about how your company does things. I know that can seem quite daunting, but it's true. It's called customer service, after all. We are here to serve our customers. And a lot of people forget about that. Let me give you a recent example. I just purchased a piece of furniture from a well-known online company. It was supposed to take a week or so to arrive, but it ended up getting delivered in only one day. That exceeded any hopes that I had had. However, when I started to put together the pieces, all six huge boxes of them, I noticed that they sent two of the same box instead of box one and two. Dang it! I was unable to put together the whole thing, so I went to the website and tried to find the customer service contact info. Have you ever noticed that some companies seem to hide this info to keep you from calling? Well, after emailing them and not getting a real response and just the corporate, "Your email has been received and will be responded to in the next 72 business hours, ... email back. 72 hours? What the heck? I ended up searching on their website until I found a phone number and finally got a hold of a real person. She addressed my concern and let me know that I would be taken care of as soon as possible and offered me a discount code on future orders. I wish that was the end of the story, but there was a mishap and I didn't get a replacement box for almost 2 weeks. After waiting so long, I responded to her email from before and let her know that nothing had come. She must have forwarded my email to someone above her, as I got an email within a couple hours that they were sending me all six boxes over again and that I could keep or donate the parts that I didn't need. I would say they did end up redeeming themselves, but I will be hesitant to order from them again when I am in a hurry. The good things that they did were having a human answer the phone from my country who spoke my language. That was huge. And she genuinely seemed to care and tried to make it right. They ended up taking care of me as best they could, but the things they could have done better were have the customer service number readily found on their website, since this was not easy to explain via email. Communication to just let me know where things were as far as like my replacement parts or check in to see if my issue was resolved. Every part of your company is what your customer experiences, from ordering or scheduling of an appointment to the last email or call to check in to see how your customer is doing afterwards. The bottom line is you've got to pay attention to all of it. Second, the golden rule is the best rule of measure when offering your customers the best customer service you can. Treat your customers how you would want to be treated, but don't become a doormat though. There is a fine line between the two in some instances. Your customer is not always right, by the way. I know you've heard it too, the customer is always right. No, but they are always giving you lots of information about your product, your service, or your marketing, or your follow-through. In my last company, Hey Chicks, we had a few customers that thought that we would not honor our money-back guarantee, which unfortunately has become pretty common nowadays. And so they would call us ready for a fight. But with a few questions, we usually determine that either they ordered the wrong product or missed part of the directions. If the product wasn't right for them, we exchanged it or refunded them for it. And when we just took a few minutes to listen to them and ask questions, we could usually find a solution to the issue and resolve it. That leads me to the third thing about making your customer service better. Listen to your customers. In this current world, it seems like no one is willing to take the time required to build a connection with their customers. And that is where most of our problems arise from. Not listening and not caring. Think about a bar or restaurant that you frequent. Do the servers or bartenders know what you eat or what you drink? Do they know your name? Why do you go back there again and again? It's how you feel when you go there. The food is decent, maybe, but I bet it's because you feel welcomed and appreciated. Like I said in past episodes, people like to do business with people who care. Be that person who cares, and your business will survive even the toughest economies. I know personally that I have been a regular at places where the food was okay, but the service was good, just because they knew me or remembered me. The fourth thing about making your customer service better is to make it easy for the customer to get their own answers. I know that time is money and you have so much more to do than spend all day on the phone with your customers. So there are a few things you can do to help serve your customers before they have to call you. Make a frequently asked question section on your website or on your Facebook or YouTube channel. Quick videos are an excellent way to show your customers how to help themselves. If you get repeat questions when customers call, it might be worth a quick video or even an explanation, but the video will give them more of a connection with you. And be on the lookout for things to come up over and over again, or even little tips and hacks that are relevant to your product or service. There are two types of people: those who really want just a quick answer and get on with their day, and those who want to chit-chat. This is for the first group. And for the second group, here is how to take a customer service call. First, answer the phone. Duh, but really, I have been the person who lets the call go to voicemail, so I get it. But if you took all the money that you have spent on marketing your business to have people call you, and you divided it by all of the calls that you receive in a day, you'll get to realizing that you have paid a lot of money for those customers to call you. Don't squander it. If you are able, answer the phone. If not, make sure that your voicemail lets your customers know that you would like to talk to them, but are in the middle of providing your product or service to another customer. Try to get them to leave as much information as you can so that you can be prepared when you call them back. Then, call them back. When you do get on the phone with a customer, act like you are excited to hear from them, even if you're not. Try smiling. No, really, like if you smile, it makes your tone so much better, even if it's something subliminal. Then ask them how you can help them and then listen. Repeat back what you think that they're wanting so that you are clear. And if you're not on the same page, keep asking questions until you both are. Then get to solving their issue. Your goal is to find a resolution to their issue. So put on your Sherlock Holmes hat and solve this case. Because when you do, even if it is to return their money, they are going to remember how they were treated. They will probably tell others about it. One key thing is that 10% of the customers that you interact with are not going to be happy with your product. And that's okay. You can't please everyone, but you can still treat them with respect. The fifth thing to have better customer service is to gather their information for future use. One of the most important things that I can tell you is to keep a record of all of your customers' emails, phone numbers, and addresses. I know that most people get their customers from different social media platforms, so you have access to them indefinitely, but you don't. I have a friend that had over 10,000 Facebook followers, and somebody hacked her account and locked her out. They had to start from scratch all over again. Now, most of her former friends and followers found her again, but not everyone. Had she gathered emails, she could have sent out an email to them all and let them know what went down. So if you have to offer them a gift, a discount code, or have a contest, get their info. When we used to do trade shows, we used to have a sign-up table where you could put your name and email address in for a drawing to win free product. It was a great way to collect other people who might be interested in your product, which could then give you leads in the future as well. So this works for a lot of different reasons. I don't know if you remember October 4th of 2021, but Facebook and all of its subsidiaries like Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp became, quote, globally unavailable for 7 hours. What if that happens again and you have your client's address to where you're supposed to go only available in Messenger or on a DM? Get their contact information. We will also have a podcast later on about what to do with all those emails once you get them. The sixth thing to make your customer service better is to over-communicate. Keeping your customers in the loop of the progress of their order or job or return, etc., is so important and can actually save you time in the long run. If you are waiting on a part to complete a job, let the customer know. If their product is going to take a little bit longer than expected to ship out, shoot them an email and let them know. People just want to know that they haven't been ghosted after you took their money. The first thought that most people have when they haven't gotten an update recently is that they have been taken advantage of. So they get really upset and then they call you ready to fight. If you just keep them in the loop and let them know a status update weekly or daily or hourly, depending upon what type of business you have, you will let them know that they are important to you. So as you start to decide what you want to be known for in your business, I would suggest that along with a stellar product or service, you make sure that you have the best customer service in your industry. Think for a second about some of the other companies that you have been to that were known to have the best customer service. There is no wonder why a Chick-fil-A drive-thru is 100 cars long, or that the Ritz-Carlton is the goal for many people to want to stay at sometime. They have worked hard at both. There are a couple really good reads that can help you get more ideas of how to level up your customer service. They are Excellence Wins by Horst Schultz. That's the story of the Ritz-Carlton. And the other book is Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Gadara. I will link them in the show notes so you don't have to write those down either. While customer service around the U.S. has been lacking, it creates a unique opportunity for those willing to step up. Providing excellent customer service will set you apart from the rest of the businesses in your industry. When customers get excellent customer service, they tell everyone they know, and word of mouth travels faster than any paid advertising out there. So let's keep it good. If you have kids, let them get jobs in customer service, especially one where they earn the bulk of their wages from making tips. It'll keep them from growing up to be Karens. Sorry, if your name is Karen, by the way, I mean no harm in the use of your name, but most people understand what it's meant by when I use it. Working in customer service should be required for everyone on the planet. It keeps you humble, and it teaches you to deal with all different types of personalities and even difficult people. And if you are the one contacting customer service, please keep in mind that they might have just gotten finished up with a not-so-happy customer before you. So give a little grace if they seem cold. Well, guys, that's what I got for you today. No homework this week. Just make a pact to offer excellent customer service and watch your business grow. If you would, please share this episode with everyone you think might take some value from it. Please go and rate this episode on your podcast platform and help me to reach more people to help. I love ya, and I will see you all next week on the Quality of Life podcast. Bye. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Be sure to check us out on the Quality of Life podcast, Facebook and Instagram pages, and our website, theerinolson.com, for downloads and more information. That is theerinolson.com. Stay up to date by joining our email newsletter. Together, we can improve all of our quality of life.